go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. I hope you haven't missed the previous segments of this conversation with Soren Kern. If you have, I strongly encourage you to go to our podcasts at securefreedom.org to make sure you don't miss a word of it, because we've been blessed to have with us a man who has thought deeply about and has, more to the point, carefully chronicled what I consider to be the existential threat to freedom of our time. My old boss Ronald Reagan used to talk about every generation having one, and ours, I think unmistakably, is the threat posed by Sharia supremacism. What is particularly troubling is that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, came to office with a degree of clarity about this point that was not only refreshing, but I think was compelling to large numbers of voters, so much so that I think it had actually a very material effect on his electoral prospects. In other words, he got it. Unfortunately, there's evidence, and some of it is very lucidly documented in Soren Kern's latest piece at the Gatestone Institute, and again, you can check it out at gatestoneinstitute.org, is under the headline, White House Officials Divided on Islam, ISIS, Israel, and Iran. Soren Kern, talk about this potentially tragic story that you've documented in your new piece.
Yeah, it is truly tragic to my mind. I think that President Trump was receiving very good advice from Steve Bannon on this issue of Islam. And Steve Bannon has long understood that Western civilization is in an existential crisis, existential conflict with Islam, and that Islam is on the ascendancy. And Bannon, I think, brought in people like Michael Flynn. General Flynn, for whatever ethical failings, he did understand the issue, the magnitude of, of radical Islam, and he was very determined to do something about it. Unfortunately, when President Trump, when Flynn resigned, President Trump decided to go with another national security advisor, General McMaster. Now, General McMaster and General Flynn have completely opposing viewpoints on the nature of Islam. You know, and so what you see with McMaster is that he does not see a link between terrorism and Islam. He does not see Islam as being, he doesn't see Islam as in ideological terms. He does not see the danger of it. And the problem really is that he is the principal advisor to Donald Trump.
But let me ask you this. He's widely regarded as a very learned man. He's written a book about the political influence on military personnel that had in the past contributed to our defeat in a previous conflict, namely with the Vietnamese, North Vietnamese, Viet Cong, and so on. And yet he seems to be missing some of the very fundamental teachings of Sharia that you've spoken about so eloquently here today. Based on your reading of his writings and his comments that we have to date, what's going on there, Soren Kern?
Well, I think that there is no difference at all between McMaster's view of Islam and President Obama's view of Islam. I think that the resignation of General Flynn and the naming of McMaster as the National Security Advisor has dramatically shifted the administration's view on Islam and how to deal with it. And I think the Trump administration is really moving in the direction of essentially copying the Obama administration's view on Islam. Islam is a religion of peace, and that there's no link between Islam and terrorism. And I think there's this misguided idea with McMaster and with many others that if you just defeat the Islamic State, the caliphate in Iraq and Syria, that you can deal with the problem of radical Islam. The problem really extends much farther than that. I mean, the Islamic State is only 5 years old. Muslim Brotherhood has been on this mission for almost a century. And so many of these migrants, many of these people who are fighting on the battlefields of Syria and Iraq, at least 5,000 Europeans are there. they're going to go back to Europe if the Americans destroy the Islamic State. But not only that, there are going to be tens of thousands, potentially hundreds of thousands of Islamic State followers who've been radicalized on the battlefield who are not European or who have no links to Europe, but they're also going to be heading to Europe and by extension to the United States to fight the jihad, to take revenge on the Islamic State. And it's the ideology, it's the basis of all of this. And I think people like McMaster, by bringing in, let's say, I see a process that he's easing out of the White House all of the people who have Bannon's and Flynn's idea that the problem with radical Islam is far greater than just defeating the Islamic State. We see systematically that these people are being replaced with people who view Islam exactly the way President Obama did.
We've actually been told that McMaster has said something to the effect that he's having trouble filling the vacancies at the National Security Council because all of the good people are either Democrats or never Trumpers. In other words, people who rejected specifically, I think, or at least among other things, Donald Trump's characterization of the problem as one of radical Islamic terrorism, which, again, McMaster said apparently at his first staff meeting he rejected as a way of describing the problem. So this is not, unfortunately, confined to General McMaster. Soren Kern, in your piece at the Gatestone Institute about White House officials being divided, you actually go into the difficulties that have arisen as a result of both holdovers from the Obama administration and some who've been brought in by President Trump's own senior subordinates that are affecting departments besides the White House and the National Security Council. Very quickly, give us a flavor of that, if you would.
Sure. This extends to the Justice Department, extends to the Defense Department, to the State Department, to the National Economic Council. We have essentially a lot of holdovers from the Obama administration who are essentially implementing, you know, Trump's foreign policy. And those foreign policies are...
Or not implementing Trump's foreign policy, as the case may be.
There is really no Trump foreign policy formulated at this point, you know. So what we see essentially is a continuation of putting the pressure on Israel, putting the pressure on the onus on Prime Minister Netanyahu to make concessions for peace with the Palestinians. There's a move afoot to make sure that the Iran deal does not get abrogated or renegotiated in any way. These are all Obama loyalists.
Or even fully re-examined, I'm told. You know, there was a move afoot early on in the administration to have, I think it's 14 different secret codicils to that agreement, such as it was released, and that isn't happening either. So to the extent that the president actually had a policy, an agenda, if you will, that he sought the people's mandate to execute, just in the briefest of terms, Soren Kern, where does that stand now as a result of these personnel choices?
Yeah, I unfortunately see that as evaporating, that many of President Trump's promises on the campaign trail are not going to be fulfilled. And I see, you know, President Trump is really the last opportunity for the United States to deal with many of these issues. I mean, we're not just talking about Islam, but we're talking about the Iran question. We're talking about larger, you know, ideological issues. And I'm afraid, you know, that President Trump is not going to, you know, to comply with his commitments on many of these things. And it's really a tragedy to my mind.
Well, it would be the realization of that existential threat if that were to happen. I pray you are not correct. I fear you may be. Soren Kern, on these, as on so many other issues, your vision, your clarity, your courage in describing them at a time when so many of us are self-censoring is incredibly important and deeply appreciated. I hope you'll come back to us again very soon, and that the rest of you will come back to us again on Monday. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.